Hi all, my name is Azad and I work at Microsoft as a technical support engineer. My domain is SQL Server, and today I'll be talking about security of SQL data. Now for data security, we have features like TDE, that is Transparent Data Encryption, which was introduced in SQL Server 2008. We have certificates which can be used to protect the database, but these features are applicable only for static data. What about data which flows over the network? What are we doing to secure that data? Is there any feature available which protects this data? This is where SSL encryption comes into picture. Now, for our session, we will be covering the following things. What is SSL encryption? We will find more info about it. How does it work? The internal functionality. Why it is needed? This is obvious for security reasons, and we will prove this with the help of demo. Configuring SSL encryption for SQL Server using Microsoft Certificate Authority. And finally, a demo in which we will implement SSL encryption for SQL Server. Now, what is SSL encryption? SSL encryption was introduced in SQL Server 2000 because there was a growing concern among our customers about data security. Secure Sockets Layer SSL encryption encrypts network traffic between the clients and the server. Encryption is especially useful when clients connect to the SQL Server across the internet and data travels across public networks. SSL encryption has become an industry standard and being used by many companies for internet and e-commerce applications. So how does it work? In order to make SSL encryption work, you need to obtain a certificate from a Trusted Certificate Authority, CA. Once you have installed a certificate on a system that's running SQL Server, you can configure SQL Server to force encryption between the clients and the server. Windows Server ships with its own CA that you can use for intranet applications. Enabling SSL encryption increases the security of data transmitted across networks between instances of SQL Server and applications. When all net traffic between SQL Server and a client application is encrypted using SSL, the following additional processing is required. The first one, an extra network round trip is required at connect time. Second, packets sent from the application to the instance of SQL Server must be encrypted by the client net library and decrypted by the server net library. Third, packets sent from the instance of SQL Server to the application must be encrypted by the server net library and decrypted by the client net library. Why do we need encryption over networks? Now, let's take an example. In our example, we will have a database named Confidential, which contains confidential information, for example, social security number. What we will do is we will fire a select query from client machine against this database which contains the social security number. But the catch here is we will monitor or capture this activity by using a network monitoring tool, Netmon in our case. So let's go to the demo. So this is our main server and this will be our client. And this is our confidential database. The table is important, IMP. Now I will fire this command against this database. But before that, what I will do is I will start the netmon on this machine. Alright, I've started the netmon trace. Okay, see. Alright, these are the person along with social security numbers. Let's go to our client machine. Main server machine, I'm sorry. Right. So as you can see here, I can see the data along with the social security number. So anyone who has some tools, he can actually hack the system and capture the data which flows across the network. You can see this. So the data is not secure. So that what we were trying to actually prove, that as there is no SSL encryption in this demo, anyone can actually see the data over the network. Alright. So in this demo, you saw the importance of security over a network. SSL encryption feature encrypts the data over network, which makes difficult for hackers to steal confidential data. We will also see how the data over network looks like after it is encrypted. But before that, let's see how to configure SSL encryption for SQL Server. So configuring SSL encryption for SQL Server, here are the steps to implement SSL encryption. First, request a certificate for the fully qualified name of the virtual server. Then process the certificate request and issue the same certificate. Third, install the certificate. And fourth, verify your certificate. Then request SSL encryption on the SQL Server. Once it is done, restart the SQL Server service to start SSL encryption. A demo will clear all your doubts related to implementing SSL encryption in a real-time environment. So for our demo, the environment will be SQL Server 2008 R2 64-bit, Windows Server 2008 R2 all 64-bit. Now step 1. If it's a new machine, then add IIS Server and Certificate Server from Server Manager. In Windows Server 2008 R2, the method to add these features is a bit different. Let's see how to add them one by one. Alright, let's open first the Server Manager. Go to Roles. Alright, in our case, the IIS feature has already been installed, so we just have to install the certificate server. Alright. Alright, once it is selected, then we have to select these two services, the first two. That is the Certificate Authority and the Certificate Authority Web Enrollment. Now click Next. Standalone. Root CA. That is the default. Keep it default. This will be the default cryptographic service provider along with the character length, that is 2048. This is the common name for the CA. I mean, if you want, you can change it. The validity. These are just warnings. Now you can go ahead and install it. Alright, it's done. Let's close this. Now what we have to do is, once this is installed, we have to go to the browser console. So let's open that and we have to go to the certificate server browser. So once we open the site, first thing we have to do is install CA, that is root certificate. So let's do that. Now click on download a CA certificate, certificate chain or CRL. Click on install certificate chain, that is download. Alright, it installed successfully. Now let's close this. Now once it is installed, once the CA, the root certificate has been installed, we have to create a server side authentication certificate. So let's go to that site again. Now click on Advanced Certificate Request. Now click on Create and submit a request to this certificate authority. Right. Now here we have to provide the information for the certificate, that is, in the name it will be the fully qualified domain name. So let's do that. Email ID. Company. Department. City. State. Country or region. In the type of certificate, we have to select server authentication certificate. Here, we have to select this option, mark keys and exportable. Name, we have to give your name for the certificate. Alright, the request has been received and the request ID is 6. We have to make note of it. Once this is done, we have to issue the certificate. So let's do that. So here it is, our certificate. We have to issue that. Alright, here you can see our certificate. Now once the certificate is issued, we have to install the certificate. So let's do that. First we have to go to the certificate site. Now click on view the status of the pending certificate request. Right, now install the certificate. Alright, now the certificate has been installed. Now we have to configure that so that our SQL Server uses this certificate. Alright. Now in the Configuration Manager, let's go to the Properties of Protocols for MS SQL Server. Right click Properties. Here we have to change the force encryption to Yes. Now under Certificate, we have to load our certificate, that is Test Cert 1. Click on Apply. Once it is done, we have to restart the service in order to make that effect. Alright, so let's look at the error log to see if the certificate is loaded or not. Advance. Here is a path for the error log. So you can see here the certificate was successfully loaded. Now once it is done, let's see if we are able to see the data through the netmon tool. Alright, just to confirm it. Let's start the trace. Let's go to the client side. Now stop the trace. All right. Now you can see here the data packets are encrypted. SSL encryption you can see here. So even if someone is actually monitoring the network, he will not be able to see the data because encryption is there. Okay, so that's it for the day. Thank you all for listening to this video. Goodbye.